This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Luis Miguel Vega. Date of birth, January the 15th, 1992. Case ID number is 582-4659. Date of examination, August the 8th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/10/2023. Identifying information. This is a 31-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of heart disease with shortness of breath, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, and anxiety slash depression. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He did finish high school in 2010. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, heart disease with shortness of breath. Number two, hypothyroidism. Number three, lumbar sacral back pain. Number four, anxiety slash depression. History of allegations, number one, heart disease with shortness of breath. The claimant's mother states that in 2009, when he was 17 years old, he was diagnosed with left ventricular hypertrophy. She states that he's had this since birth, but has never been in the emergency room or hospitalized for the condition. No surgeries have been performed. The character of his pain is a squeezing chest pain located on the left side of his chest, which radiates to his left arm. He states when he does have the pain, it usually lasts for 5 minutes and at least once a week. The pain is precipitated by any kind of exertion and is not present with food intake or rest. At the present time, he is not on nitroglycerin, but states that resting does relieve his symptoms. His symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, and dizziness. The risk factors include hypertension, comma, and morbid obesity. The claimant denies any history of diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, smoking, comma, or high cholesterol. He does have a history of gastritis, but denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli, or costal chondritis. The claimant does suffer from shortness of breath, pedal edema, and does have orthopnea, where he has to sleep with three pillows at night. He was diagnosed with mild congestive heart failure with left ventricular hypertrophy, secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant weighs 465 pounds. Allegation number two, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that on June the 5th, 2023, he was diagnosed with thyroid cancer with nodules on both lobes of his thyroid. He went on to have a total bilateral thyroidectomy on 6/29/23. He states that the cancer is also in his throat, but no surgery was done in his throat. At the present time, he's being evaluated for metastasis in other parts of his body. No radiation or chemotherapy has been given. And he's still at the stage of evaluation. He is presently taking level thyroxine, 250 micrograms, POQD. The claimant states that his thyroid function tests are stable at this time. Allegation number three, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that since 2012, when he gained 250 pounds, he started to develop lumbar sacral back pain, which consisted of an aching pain which would radiate down both legs. No surgeries have been performed. The claimant weighs 465 pounds and has difficulty in moving around. His limitations include being able to walk only 60 feet, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 50 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. And his physician is Dr. Michael Flores. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, but not doing anything else. The claimant does not sleep during the day, comma, go to the grocery store, comma, cook, comma, or do the laundry. He is unable to do any exercise secondary to his morbid obesity. His physician is Dr. Michael Flores, and he denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. At the present time, he's on Tylenol, 500 milligrams, two tablets, PRN is needed for pain, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with lumbago secondary to morbid obesity. Allegation number four, anxiety/depression. The claimant states that in 2011, when he started to gain large amounts of weight, he started to develop severe anxiety and depression. The claimant does have difficulty sleeping at night. His memory is poor, and he did start to increase in his appetite and continuously is eating to help with his anxiety. He denies any suicidal ideation or any suicidal attempts. He has poor concentration, comma, poor motivation, comma, and has difficulty focusing on the tasks that need to be performed. When he was in high school, he was in special ed and did have a seizure disorder when he was a child, which is fairly well controlled at this time. At the present time, he's on aprazolin, 0.5 milligrams. PRN is needed. For anxiety. The claimant does occasionally have crying spells and nervousness. He did have a learning disability while in school. His condition at this time appears to be fairly stable. Medications. He was diagnosed with anxiety and panic attacks along with depression. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 50 pounds above his head. He is unable to sweep at this time. The claimant has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. And his physician is Dr. Michael Flores. He is presently on 1,000 milligrams of Tylenol QD. PRN is needed, which does give relief. He does minimal physical activity secondary to morbid obesity. Family history. The father is 60 years old and suffers from diabetes mellitus. Their mother is 59 and has diabetes mellitus and osteoarthritis. Medications, famotidine, 20 milligrams QD, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams QD, level thyroxine, 250 micrograms QD, losartan, 100 milligrams/12.5 milligrams QD, Ducasset, sodium, 100 milligrams BID, metoprolol, tartrate, 50 milligrams BID, oprazolam, 0.5 milligrams PRN is needed, vitamin D3, 1 capsule Q week, loratadine, 10 milligrams QD, citrulline, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, seizure disorder as a child, comma, heart heart disease secondary to left ventricular hypertrophy, lumbago secondary to morbid obesity, comma, depression slash anxiety, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, gastritis, comma, constipation, comma, major surgeries, 6/29/2023, cancer of the thyroid, nodule cancer with total thyroidectomy performed, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure, but did have a seizure disorder when he was a child. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 465 pounds. Height, 6 feet, 1 inch. BP 162 over 101 mmHg, heart rate 80 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI greater than 56, general. This is a 31-year-old morbidly obese male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T, could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. Binocular corrected is 20/25. Could you drop down to the neck after the last sentence? The claimant recently had a total thyroidectomy performed to remove thyroid cancer. There is a 6-centimeter horizontal midline surgical scar where the thyroidectomy was performed. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese at 465 pounds and physical examination was difficult. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The last paragraph. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted about the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires no assistive devices. Could you drop down after neurological? Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to morbid obesity. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to morbid obesity, comma, recent diagnosis of thyroid cancer, which is still being evaluated, and history of left ventricular hypertrophy, secondary to his morbid obesity, which is being treated with medications at this time. Probable diagnoses: heart disease with shortness of breath, secondary to morbid obesity and left ventricular hypertrophy. Number two, hypothyroidism, secondary to a total thyroidectomy performed recently for bilateral thyroid lobe nodular cancer, which is still being evaluated. Number three, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to lumbago and morbid obesity. Number four, anxiety / depression, - being treated with medications, appears to be fairly stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Luis Miguel Vega.